The Phillies and the free-falling Brewers as they watch their lead diminish day by day atop the NL Central. And this one did not start well for the Brew Crew as Freddie Galvis digs in the bottom of the first.
The 3-1 on its way. Runner goes, swinging a high fly to right, and it's 2-0 Phillies. 11th home run of the year for Freddie Galvis. Knew he was going to get something to hit on 3-1. And Garza just laid a fastball in there, and Galvis didn't miss it. First pitch from Nola. Hit in the air, left field this time. Going back to left fielder. Nava looking up. It's gone. Home run, Brett Phillips. That cuts the deficit to 2-1. Brett Phillips hitting his second home run as a big leaguer and his second against the Phillies. Pitch to VR. Chopper hit towards second base. It's gloved by Hernandez. The tag applied. Throw to first. It's a double play. Garza ran right into that tag from Cesar Hernandez.
The pitch, and he hits it well. Deep center field, Phillips is going back, and that's off the wall out there in center. Franco's gonna score, Nava's around third, he will score. It's a two RBI double for Tommy Joseph. And the Phillies lead it 4-1.
Three balls, two strikes on Arcia. Pena moves the pitch, swing and a miss, and Arcia down on strikes. Aaron Nola, more than likely done for the night, finishes with his ninth strikeout.
Phillies send the Brewers to a sixth consecutive loss by a 6-1 score. Aaron Nola continues to dominate the Brewers, now 3-0 in four career starts versus Milwaukee with a 1.38 ERA. Make it six straight losses for the NL Central leading Milwaukee Brewers as their free fall continues. The latest setback, a 6-1 loss at the hands of the Phillies on Friday. Here is Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell.
You know, didn't get much going tonight. Nola was he's been really effective against us, and he pitched a really good game tonight. And you know, it was more tonight. Tonight was the night we didn't get much going. So there was a couple 2-out rallies, but first inning might have been our best shot, but we didn't produce much. We didn't put him under pressure that often.
Is that kind of hard to read, Craig? Because obviously your club for a week now is just not swinging the bats great. But how much of is that, and how much of it is just Nola being really good tonight? Do you know what I mean? Do you try to not?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that helps. He was good tonight. I know that. He's tough on our right-handers for sure. I think that was the story tonight, certainly. But we're gonna have tough matchups, and you got to produce runs against those tough matchups. You're not gonna win games scoring one run, not very often.
Garza had some pitches, right? But he kind of kept you in it until they finally poked it open. Just talk about him tonight.
Well, he kept us in it. I mean, I think he battled really through the first three innings. And then he put together two nice innings, but in the end he gives up two runs, and so we're in the game when he exits the game, and he kept us in the game. I think he, like I said, the first three innings he was just struggling, pretty high pitch count through the first three innings, but then got it going pretty good. We're down there, so we're trying to get some offense going, but he kept us in the game.
Can you walk through the factors of wanting to go to him there? Was it the spot in the batting order, or was it the 90 pitches, the spot where they were in the lineup, all those things kind of together that got him out of the
game? Well, we're losing, yeah. I mean, we're losing. We got to score.
How's Broxton right now? That at bat tonight was a quick.
Yeah, I mean, he's struggling. There's no question about it. There's no other way to say it. He's struggling. We're certainly searching for answers with him, and he's been hot and cold this year, certainly, and he's in a tough stretch right now.
The Brewers send Brent Suter to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by Jeremy Hellickson.